Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simon Shin Sadi Zayin, and we have just one last Mishnah Berurah to finish off from Siv Hey. So remind ourselves that the Mechaber told us that if a person gave over his animal to two different shepherds, Lushnei Roim, Harehi Karagle Bala, then we don't say it follows the Tchum of the individual shepherd that he gave it to, because he didn't give it to one shepherd, he gave it to two shepherds. And the reason is, because neither of them actually is considered the owner of this animal right now in regards to Tchum, so it retains the Tchum of the Balam. So we began the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel yesterday. We'll begin again from the beginning. The Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bechagonze, in this situation, Sheyesh Kama Rom, where there are multiple potential shepherds that you could have given it to, Ein Darko Limsar Shebirshusum in Kinyan Shvisa. So it isn't normal that he would give it over to one of them in this situation, because he didn't decide which one he was giving it to beforehand. The Shaar HaTzion in Nos Yud says, Nirishatamo, based upon this reasoning, the Kama Pomenose in Kolecha Reruva Lamokomacher, since he gives it sometimes to this shepherd, sometimes to that shepherd. In this situation, he wouldn't want to give it to both of them. Sometimes he gives it to Reuven, sometimes to Shimon, because now the animal would only allow to go where both of them could go. So he'd rather retain the Tchum rights where he is, so to say, so he has the full 2,000 amos in all directions. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umistima samachaber, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't specify anything differently, Mashma de lo shoni lon bein imosel l'shnei roim erev Shabbos bein imosel l'hem Shabbos. Since the Mechaber didn't specify, it must be that we're talking about that he gave it to them either before Shabbos or he gave it to them on Shabbos. But here, avo rabim chol k'mazeh, there are many opinions, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Beis, the Maor, the Ravid, the Mochamos, the Ran. They all say, in this situation, Sfir Lahu, they hold, Dibimwasel Hem Erev Shabbos, Ein Nav Kamina, Bein Ro Echo L'Kamarom. If you gave it to them on Erev Shabbos, then there's no difference whether you gave it to one shepherd or to multiple shepherds. Ubechulan Hareyu Karagli Aron. In this situation, you gave it to them, so if it's multiple shepherds, it's going to be restricted to the area that only all of them can go to. You can only go to the place with the animal where both of the shepherds can go. So if they have the same exact tchum, no problem. But if one made a tchum 1,000 amos away from the other one, so then they're only allowed to go in the area that both of the shepherds are able to go and reach. Okay, and therefore, if when he gave it to them Erev Shabbos, he didn't specify to which one he's giving it to, and on Shabbos it turns out, though, that he said, I want it to be Reuven, Harehu Karaglia Ba'alim, in this situation, since he didn't specify before Shabbos, so it stays in his tchum, the owner's tchum, and not into the shepherd's tchum. And if he gives it them on Shabbos itself, it stays in the tchum of the owner rather than being given over to the tchum of either of the two shepherds or both of the shepherds. That concludes Sif Hey. Now we go to Sif Up. The Mechaber writes, Shor Shel Patam. If you have an ox that has been given over to a person who fattens up oxen to go and sell them, and obviously people would like to have a more shmeina, a fatter ox, and this way there's more meat on it, and therefore people would give it to this person who would be fattening up the ox. So this is called the patam. So the shor that belongs to the person who fattens up the ox, so he's now going to sell it on Yontif. So whose possession is it considered in terms of tchum? So, kiragle mishal kochu l'shochtu b'yomtiv. So, whoever actually purchased this shor on yomtiv, because you're allowed to go shecht on yomtiv, they didn't have refrigeration in those days, they would shecht live, fresh animals on yomtiv in order to be able to have fresh meat. So, whichever person bought it from this patam, we say that even though he bought it on yomtiv, he took it on yomtiv to shecht, nevertheless, it follows that purchaser's tchum and not the patam's tchum. Likewise, if the owner shechted it on Yontif and then he sold the meat, he's a butcher and he sells meat. So therefore, he had in mind beforehand, whoever's going to buy the meat, it's going to go to that person's tchum. Just like the patam, whoever is going to purchase the animal from him, it's going to go to that person's tchum. So it's as if they had intention before Shabbos, before Yontif, that the balim of the either the shor that is being fattened up or the shor that is shechted, the meat that was shechted, that should go to the purchaser's tchum and not to the patam or the original balim's tchum. Now let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Dalet. This patam, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is shemafatim shor limkor. He's a professional fatter upper of the oxen or the cows, and that's his job, and he sells them. Sifkot and Tesvav. So therefore, in this situation, you go like the purchaser's tum and not like the original Patam's tum. Mishmur explains, even if this purchaser comes from a different city, he was only able to come here because he made an Erev Tchumim, nevertheless, he's allowed to go all the way back to his city with the ox. Why? The reason is, because this person has a reputation, and people from other cities come to him to purchase his fattened oxen. And therefore, v'daz ba'ol of me'esmol ha'yogam aleim. So the Patam over here had in mind, whoever's going to come purchase, whether it's from this city or from an adjacent city, that can reach here because they made an Erev Tchumim, la'kimo b'rishuso mishiyokuchenu. He has intention that it should belong to whoever is going to, in fact, purchase this. It will follow that person's tchum. The issue footnote number 19 points out, if we are dealing with the case of a shor she'eino mefutum, hanimkor etzel ha'patam, if you have an ox that hasn't yet been fatted up, and it is in the hands of the patam, so the prima godim in the eshel avram brings down from the mogin avram, it's mashma shegam bazeh tchumahu kirag le'echochem. Even in this situation, we hasn't fattened up the animal, the tchum will go by the purchaser. On the other hand, the Ola Shabbos and the Levush are mashma, shedavka b'shor mefutam, hekelu lachshivo kirag le'elochim. It's only when it's a fattened up cow. But if it hasn't been fattened up yet, then there's no presumption that it was automatically in his mind that he was going to sell it on Yontif, and therefore it follows the patam's tchum and not the purchaser's tchum. The issue footnote number 20 brings down the Imoya Patam Nochri, if the fatter upper of the cows over here is a non-Jewish person. So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, Shein Abosu Karagli Lochim. Then it doesn't go by the Ragli Lochim Tchum, Elohu Kone Shvisas Bemokum Shabo Hoya Benesh Mashos. Wherever that cow is Benesh Mashos, that's where you figure out the Tchum of that cow, 2,000 amos in every direction, or outside of that city where it's in, 2,000 amos in every direction. That's the opinion over here of Rabbi Akiva Eger. On the other hand, the Sefer HaMichtam brings down, She'im HaKelu B'Yisrael Shubar Tchumim. If we make a over here with a Yid who has Tchumim, and nevertheless we say it doesn't go by the Tchum of the Patam, but it goes by the Tchum of the buyers, so certainly says Kol Shekein Sheish Lon Hokel B'Nachri Shein Bar Tchumim. Certainly you should be making in this situation. If a Nachri is the Patam over here, there's no reason to say that it shouldn't go in this situation also like the Tchum of the Lokal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezayin adds, Mipnei Shedas Balav Hayolachakul Mishyabu, because again, the owner over here, the butcher who's selling this meat, so he's intending it, whoever he's going to sell the pieces to is going to take it to their place. So it's again as if he had that understanding before Yontif started. Tafil Meyar Sacheros, and this is true even if they're from another city, because he sells meat to people in other cities. The Chanal, as we've already explained. And this is analogous to Vhevizeh Kibor Shel Hefker Shumosul Akol. If you have a public well over here, we don't say the water is its own tchum around that well, but no, whoever takes the water is allowed to take that water to his tchum. Duhu Kirag Lehemamali. It goes by the filler-upper of the water from the well, Kedekame B'Sifyadal, as we're going to learn in Yitz Hashem later on in this simon. The issue footnote number 21 has an interesting discussion. What about the milk from a cow? Is that the same thing as the meat from a cow? Ayin in the issue footnote number 21 for this discussion. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Shor Shel Roeh. If you have an ox that belongs to a shepherd, Kiragli Anshe Osoy Ir, then it follows the rules of the people, the tchum of the people of that city. What are we talking about over here? So Mishpur explains the Sifkot Yud Zayin. Hainu, Odom Shemagadlo Behemos. We're talking about a person here who raises the animals for people. Upa'omim Shemochu Lishchenu V'makiriv. He brings down from Rashi, sometimes this person who raises animals will sell them to his friends and to people that he knows. Umishum Dekivan She'eno Mefutum. He's not a professional Mefatim like we were talking about in Sivav. And therefore, Ein Derech Liknoso Me'ayoros Acheros. He only sells it to people that are nearby, some friends and relatives. He doesn't sell it publicly to people from other cities. The Shor Kazeh Yimtzu Kol Echad B'Mekomo, because there's nothing special about what he does, and anybody in any city would be able to find a similar animal. Therefore, nobody's going to go to another city to get such a regular animal. And therefore, V'chein Ein Das Ba'olav El Abnei Iro. Therefore, the shepherd in this situation is only, at best, giving it to a person from the city, and therefore, the animals that he has, even if he gives them away, will have the tchum of the people of that city, and it doesn't go to people from another city. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yuches explains, Kiragle Anshe Osoy Ir. What does that mean? Alpayim L'chol Ruach. He has 2,000 amos in every direction. Vafilum Erev HaRoah Azel Etzarechot. And this would be true even if the Roah himself has personally a different tchum. The people of that city, you follow their tchum and not the tchum over here of the shepherd. Because the meyesmol ukim birshusam fishurgil mikach bimenu. Because since he does customarily give to his friends and family, so he brings down from Rashi that it goes like the tchum of the friends and family and not like his personal tchum. However, there's a further discussion of this in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin in the Bir Halacha," where the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur Amasko, Shor Shel Roa Kiragle V'chule in the Bir Halacha explains, "Mistabra B'pshitas." We're talking here simply the Hainu Davka Shel Roa Shadarkul Fom Liko. We're talking here about a shepherd that does regularly, or at least on occasion, sell animals to his friends and relatives. And therefore, therefore, it makes sense to say that he had planned to do this, and as if he had gave it to them already on Erev Yontif. And therefore, it doesn't follow after the seller, the shepherd over here, but it follows after the people that he gave it to. However, this person doesn't normally sell animals to other people. In this situation, he happened to give an animal to somebody else. Then you follow his tchum and not the tchum of the person that he gave it to, because there was no obvious intention over here that on Erev Yontif he had planned to give it to that person, because he normally doesn't go and sell his animals. And in the next Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Anshei Osir, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Ulinyan Aro Gufa, to the shepherd himself, Im Lo Mocher, if he doesn't sell it, Pashut, Tahareyu Karagel. Then certainly if he doesn't sell the animal, it stays within his tchum. V'lo Aminu Shechosha Lotzi Mirushuso El Im Libesof Mocher. We don't say, let's say he has a different tchum than the rest of the people of the city. We don't say it follows the tchum of the rest of the people of the city. It's only if he sells it to them that it follows the rest of the people's tchum of the city and not his own personal tchum. But if he never sells it to them, so then it follows his own personal tchum. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Kelim hamiyuchodim liyachod meho'achim, shebabayis. You have several brothers, let's say, living in a house together, and they have joint ownership of all the vessels in that house, but one of the utensils is really more or less designated for one of the brothers. Miyuchodim liyachod meho'achim, shebabayis. So then, harei heim karaglav. The tchum of this vessel over here will follow that one brother's tchum rather than all of the other brothers' tchum. Mishmur explains the Sivkot in Yotes, Rotsu Lomai. The Mechaber is telling us over here, she'ein o'achim mishtamshin. The brothers have rights in this utensil, but they don't regularly use it, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin from the Meiri. The lo kiyesh mafarshim, and not like some explain over here, the Meiri she'en la'achim chelik bo, that we're talking about where the brothers don't have rights in it. It really belongs only to that one brother, because in that situation, what would be the chiddush over here? That's the words of the Meiri. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, we call Malkum in this situation where other brothers over here have the rights in it, but they don't regularly use it. We follow over here, Mikol Mokum Chayla Alayu Shvitza Zeh Shemishtamish Behen, Vein Lachem Koach Leso Lachnos Aleyem Esh Shvitzosom. So then, in this situation, it belongs to that one brother who mostly uses it. It's designated for him, even though the others theoretically have a partial ownership in it or could use it. So it follows that one brother's tchum and not all of the other brothers' tchum. However, the Mechaber continues, V'she'enam Yichodam, if they're general utensils, it's a chair. It belongs to all of them equally. Since it's jointly owned, so it has to follow the tchum of all of the brothers. So if they all have the same tchum, it's no big deal. But let's say one brother made a tchum 1,000 to the west of the city, one brother made a tchum 1,000 to the east of the city, so then they're only allowed to carry it in between those two focal points, because that's the 2,000 amas. They can't go beyond that. So therefore, it would be potentially a problem over here if they had their tchum in a place that they couldn't travel one to the other, so then they wouldn't be able to move the object. As the Mishnah explains, the Sivkot and Chof, Lafuke, as opposed to a mechod erev elef amol lemizroch, fasheni elef amol lemar. This is the case that I just gave you. That's where I got it from. And the case is, again, you have the two brothers, let's say Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven made his focal point 1,000 amma to the left, and Shimon made his focal point 1,000 amma to the right. In this situation, ein yicholim laholich es hakelim elek eshir elef amma mikan, the elef amma mikan, shikulin yicholim lelech. So each of them can go to the middle direction. So the one on the left, Reuven, can go back 1,000 amma to the original focal point, and then another 1,000 amma, because he has 2,000 amma. And the same thing for the brother on the right. He can go 1,000 amma back to the middle, and then 1,000 amma further. So in other words, from the two focal points, they can carry from one focal point to the other person's focal point with no problem. But they can't go beyond that on either side. And that middle area is the only place you can go. Because they're both equal partners in it. And each one doesn't allow the item to go beyond the other one's tchum. And therefore, you're stuck with a half of a tchum that you normally would have had in this situation. And again, theoretically, if you made it 2,000 amas to the left and 2,000 amas to the right, then the item that's exactly in the middle would not be allowed to be moved at all. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Shnayim Sheshalu Chaluk. Two people borrowed a garment. And we're going to learn later on, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, they borrowed this Mibod Yom, Lios Bishus Shneim. So they both have ownership to it, so to say. And we're going to learn the Halach of Akaim Alon, Lekami, and Sif Yud Aleph. And tomorrow Shir and Sif Yud Aleph, we're going to learn Da'i De Shelo. When a person borrows something, then the Tchum follows his Tchum and not the owner's Tchum. Heve Karagli Yashol. So these two people borrowed it over here, so it will have their joint Tchum. Achein, Hacha De Shnei Shoalim, Osum Kolechor Achavero Ukid Mesayim. And therefore, if they don't have the same area, they're going to potentially limit where you can bring this borrowed garment to the area that both of them can go. So that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. These two people borrowed this chaluk, this shirt. One of them, why do they both borrow it? They can't wear it at the same time. So one wanted to wear it, let's say, the shul shachris morning. And the other one wanted to wear it the preceding night before. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Kot and Chav Beis, we're not talking about over here that it's 2 day yontif, and one wants to wear it the first day yontif, and one wants to wear it the second day yontif. That's not what we're talking about. Ena kavon ala arvis shel yom shtov cheni. When it says arvis over here, it doesn't mean the next night, because in that situation, the bazei yochol kolechad laholich bisman shiloso ad makom sheiriv. In this situation, you could have a separate area for the first day and the second day by physically moving the item. The shnei kedusha same, because they're considered two halachically separate entities over here, the first and second day of yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Then echad kadosh hasheni chol. And by definition, only one of the days is really yontif, and therefore the ena echad oser al chaver, and therefore they each don't ruin it for each other. But that's not the case over here. The case over here, the Mishnah explains, is ela kavona al arvis shelifnei shachris. So we're talking about, let's say, erev yontif is a Tuesday. So Wednesday is yontif. So on Tuesday night, one wants to wear it to shul, and the other one wants to wear it to shul on Wednesday morning. That's the single day of yontif. The kivan, the shilosun huliyom echo. They're both borrowing it for the same day. So kol echad oser al chavero in erev zelikan v'zelikan. So if they make an erev that is not the exact same, so then each of them is only allowed to bring it to the exact same location that the other person can bring it to. And only in the overlap area can they wear and bring that utensil and not to any other place. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us what I pointed out before. Then, Erev Zelisof al Pailam Israel, Zelisof al Pailam Arab, in a situation where we made it 1,000 and 1,000, then we have the 2,000 in the middle that they overlap. But in a situation here, where we're talking about you made it 2,000, one of them, Ruvain, made it 2,000 to the left, and Shimon made it 2,000 to the right, so then there's no overlap in between them, because the 2,000 Amas and 2,000 Amas is 4,000 Amas. So from his focal point on the left, it only goes to the middle, and from his focal point on the right, it only goes to the middle, that exact space, lo yizizu mimakomo. They're not allowed to move it from that place. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cotton chav gimel, the hazel lo yuchaleilach mizrach klum, because this one on the right can't go east at all. V'chein shem lemarv, and the one on the left can't go west at all. V'chein shayach dovazeh b'sif hakodim. And this halacha lo yizizu mimakomo applies as well in the previous sif. It's just stated over here. I had pointed out in the previous sif for that reason. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Shnayim shalachu behema b'shutvis, ushchatu b'yantif. Two people purchased an animal as a partnership, and they shechted on yantif. So here, af api shalaka kolecha minoso, even though each of them is now taking their own piece over here, and one would have thought that's similar to the case that we had previously, nevertheless, it's not the same. Hare kol abosu kiragle shnayim. The meat is only allowed to go to places that both of them can go to. We'll explain more in a moment. As opposed to, the Mechaber continues, avulim lochu chovish shel yayin. If they had a barrel of wine that they purchased together, the chilku b'yontif, and then they split it up on yontif, so Reuven takes half and Shimon takes half, then in this situation, chelko shekol echad mehem kiragle. Then each of them can take the wine to his tchum. If they don't have the same tchum, Reuven can take it throughout his tchum, even if it doesn't overlap with Shimon, and vice versa. Shimon can take it throughout his tchum, even the parts that don't overlap with Reuven. Now, why is this the case? So the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Kutn Chav Dalet. The Lo Domi L'Chavius, the two cases aren't the same. The case of the animal is different than the case of the barrel of wine. Why? Damrin and the Chelik Kolechot Karaglav. In the situation of the barrel of wine, we say each one can go throughout his entire Tchum, even if they don't overlap. Because Mishum Derabanan Yesh Brera. Because here we retroactively say that the 50% that Reuven took was his before Yontif or Shabbos started. And the 50% that Shimon took was his before Yontif or Shabbos started. And retroactively, we can say that that's the case. If I'm reading the kochelik shigil liachad harehu ki'ilu haya barulo umudo me'er yontif, and therefore we can view it halachically as if each of them had their possession before yontif started. But with the animal, it's different. You can't say this retroactively, it's split apart, because even if you want to say that, oh, I have the left thigh and you have the right thigh, because during the Benesh Marshals, the animal is still alive, so the left thigh is benefiting from the right thigh. The right thigh is benefiting from the left thigh. And that's the moment, the Benesh Marshals is when the Erev is Kone. So therefore, both of them are Kone, their Erev for the left and right thigh, even if say retroactively that he has the left thigh and he has the right thigh, each of them is still benefiting from the other thigh, and therefore the whole aver ma'ur of mechalku mechel kavera, they're all intertwined over here. L'chein harei korag lishneim lahachmir ukilu lochoku. Therefore, they're considered all viewed together and not separate. Sivkot nuchafei kirag lov kishacholku. When they separate, I mean the lafrei mir yontu huvra kochelev chano shvitzas b'olav. By the wine you can say this, but by the meat you cannot. That concludes today's shir.